Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Exactly, yeah. It's a very prominent. Were you the guy that complained yesterday? No. I don't know what you're talking about. I love AT&T. All right, thank you, guys. Jim Donlin joins us, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Talk about homeowners insurance companies, and more. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. How are you, sir?
Okay, what is the latest, I guess, latest company to stop writing or declare bankruptcy? What's going on with insurance companies and homeowners?
Yeah, the latest was a company out of Florida that was, again, put into liquidation by Florida on short notice, to be honest with you. It was placed in liquidation on August the 8th, earlier this month, leaving 10,370 policies in our state without coverage, and with 30 days to find other coverage to replace that coverage that they've lost. But in addition, Citizens has imposed an additional 60 days, a total of 60 days from that cancellation date of September 7th for folks to find, if they can't find coverage from another private company, they can get coverage retroactive back to that date of September 7th from Citizens. That was done when Maison went out of business. They did not fail. They're doing they've now accomplished a solvent runoff of all of their policies in Louisiana. But the other two, Lighthouse and Southern Fidelity, my insurer, for example, were placed in liquidation. Lighthouse by us and Southern Fidelity again by Florida. Southern Fidelity left 42,000 policies behind in our state, and Lighthouse left 30,000 behind in our state. And during the crush that Citizens had to its website, as those two companies, two of them on June 30th and Southern Fidelity on July 15th, were trying to get access to the website to put coverage in place without interruption for their policyholders, they came out with a really helpful 60-day extension of those deadlines for folks to get coverage retroactively back to their cancellation date, while they took that additional 60 days to search for coverage from a private company.
You know, one thing that a lot of people wonder about, and it is confusing, is how can an insurance company be forced to liquidate their assets or not be able to pay claims, because that's what they're taking the, the premiums for. And I could start my own insurance company. And it's like, well, as long as I don't pay any claims, I'm solvent. And then it's like, if you have to pay claims, you go into insolvency. Take us through the process of how is a company vetted before they can write homeowners insurance in Louisiana, and is there any way to make sure that they don't go belly up in case of a storm or a lot of claims coming in?
Absolutely. Great question, and I refer to that as Insurance 101, and here's how it works. When you file for an application to get a license to be an insurer in the state, the statutory requirement for capital or money to be invested, put up, for that company to get started has been for decades, $3 million. And in addition to that, we had what we refer to as a desk rule that said, okay, that's $3 million, but the first day you turn on the lights, if you don't have more than $3 million, you're going to be insolvent. You're going to be impaired, not insolvent, but impaired. not allowed to operate in that impaired condition in the state for not having that $3 million. So our desk rule said, got to have $6 million. And that's the starting amount. And once you have that, you start writing business. And that business then kicks in something called the RBC, a risk-based capital calculation that our solvency monitors in not only our state but every state in America calculate that additional capital required for the additional premium you're writing. And in addition to that, what companies are allowed to do, have to do, in the case of our coastal exposure in particular, is they have to access the reinsurance marketplace. And that counts as capital against those policies that they have reinsured in, frankly, Tommy, it's an international market. Mm-hmm. Two-thirds of the reinsurance capacities located outside of the U.S. in places like Bermuda, London, Zurich, Toronto, all around the world, which is how we spread our significant coastal exposure, basically everything below I-10, I-12, not just to Shreveport and Monroe. There's not enough up there to really spread it to just our state. This spreads that risk around the world. And that's how it works and has worked effectively for 15 years since Katrina and Rita. Even as the major national carriers have withdrawn from our exposure, not just in our state, but all the coastal states. For example, State Farm and Allstate, they had 52% of our homeowners market when Katrina hit 16 years ago. When Laura hit 2 years ago, they had 36%. And they wanted less than that. If you recall, they imposed a 5% named storm deductible here. Allstate 10 years ago, State Farm 5 years ago. And reduced by imposing that, their policy count and reduced their exposure. In order to replace that, we had to access 30 small regional companies, attract them to our market, which we did successfully. I dare say more successfully than any other state. However, those a half dozen, now seven, of those small regional companies did not have sufficient assets and reinsurance to handle. They did fine through Laura, Delta, and Zeta, but the big one, Ida, that hit in a more populated, more insured, total insured value part of our state, sent them down. Frankly, that's the three that we pulled the plug on, went down to our Ida claims. The three that Florida pulled the plug on, including the most recent, Weston, went down to the, believe it or not, Florida has had one major hurricane, Michael, in the panhandle in the past 16 years also. And yet their market is in much worse condition by everyone's admission than ours. And companies are falling over there without hurricanes left and right more often than they're failing here in Louisiana.
Is it because the reinsurance is so expensive and they can't make a profit? What's going on there?
In Florida, it's because of their litigation. They have 9% of the homeowners' claims pending in the United States, nationwide, and they have 80% of the claims of the litigation over that that's pending nationwide over that 9% of the claims that are pending. It's a cottage industry of roofers, public adjusters, and lawyers in Florida that are spreading. Frankly, they're trying to spread to Texas, to Louisiana, to other coastal states, but they have dominated. Before Southern Fidelity failed, I had a conference call with the CEO, and he said, I'm no longer insuring roofs. I'm now maintaining roofs because this industry is cold calling, door knocking, advertising, et cetera. If you want a new roof or if you think you have damage, call us. We'll put somebody on the roof and determine whether you have hail damage from some unremembered hail storm that came through some number of years ago, and it has put their market. They just had a special. They tried to fix it in the regular session. Been trying to fix it for a decade or more. Failed in the regular session. Had a special session. Did some things. Couldn't get everything done to totally fix it. I'm actually at a National Association of Insurance Commissioners meeting here in Portland this morning. And I've been having continuous conversations with David Altmaier, the commissioner in Florida, who's a great ally to us here in Louisiana through this process. He and his solvency deputy, Suzanne Murphy, and I have been talking several times a day on this ongoing crisis, which is worse in their state than it is in ours, but is contributing to the crisis here in the state of Louisiana as well.
All right, let me take a quick break. We come back. As you say that about a cottage industry, I would ask, and you can answer, Jim, when we come back, if the insurance companies haven't brought some of this upon themselves by, and I'll read a text about Allstate and not negotiating in good faith. We'll talk about that and more. Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon is our guest, 504-260-1870. Talk and text line if you have any questions. Tommy Tucker will be back in a flash on WWL. 925, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon from Portland, Oregon, who's nice enough to get up early with us. So I get a couple of conflicting texts. Jim, going back to what you said about cottage industries of lawyers and public adjusters. One says, after Hurricane Ida, called several roofing companies. Several of them told me I needed roof replacements and that I had hail damage. Two were honest, told me that even though the roof was old, it was in good condition, there was no need to replace it. Then somebody else texted in and said that Allstate, and I'm trying to find it here, when our public appraiser asked which insurance company we have, Allstate, he said, oh yeah, they always lowball, this is not ethical, et cetera, et cetera. So really, I mean, chicken or egg? How do you dissolve this, Jim? Or how do you decide which came first? Because I don't doubt that there is a cottage industry, but you would also have to believe that maybe the way the insurance companies were acting, that it gave rise to that. How do you balance all of that out?
A very difficult job to do that, and it falls not just to me, but to the judiciary as well as the place of last resort. Some of the courts have set up mediation programs to try to short-circuit the need for litigation. Some of that has been very, very effective. I set up a voluntary mediation program urging the companies to pay for it, $600, with two major mediation firms, one in Baton Rouge, one in Metairie. Frankly, it wasn't very much utilized. And so no question about it. There are bad actors on both sides, and that leads to the need for public adjusters and lawyers in many cases. I don't know if it's most or not. I can't measure that and can't really tell you what the right, the sweet spot, as you will, would be to go down the middle of those competing sides. But there is legitimate arguments on both sides. I hear them all the time.
So I guess what I'm wondering is, in terms of companies writing homeowners insurance and State Farm saying, well, you know what, we're going to reduce our risk, we're going to go down to whatever percentage, does that all go back to the reinsurance market where the premiums are too high to get the reinsurance? Because here's what I'm trying to ask in my own clumsy way, Jim, is that if there's a profit to be made, companies are going to do it, right?
Absolutely.
So if they don't want to do it because they're losing money, well, then something's got to change to get companies that are willing to do it. How do you navigate all of that? That's what the homeowner wants to know.
No doubt about it. And understand this. Our horrific hurricane seasons of the last two seasons, leading to $23 billion being paid in losses for Laura, $9 billion to Louisiana policyholders, and Ida, $13 billion. $22 billion total. Being paid. That was just a part of the stress in the international reinsurance marketplace. California wildfires, Australian wildfires, worse than California. Germany had record flooding events in the past year or so. All of that is written in the private sector and reinsured in the international reinsurance marketplace. 2 years ago, a derecho went through the Midwest, costing $9 billion. It was described as I had never heard of one before, as a land hurricane.
Oh, yeah, it's a straight-line wind.
Oklahoma.
A derecho, yeah, I think, right? Yeah. Straight-line winds, right.
That's right, a derecho, I'm sorry. No question. All of that combined led to a much more expensive and reticent reinsurance marketplace, which led to two of these companies that are no longer writing in our state, Maison and United Property and Casualty, not being able to get reinsurance for this hurricane season that was less expensive than than their premium.
So to be clear,
that they were charging.
The problem is the reinsurance market, right? That's what makes it not profitable for the insurance market, or at least with rates they'd have to charge. And I guess I hate to leave it on this note, but you say, you know, these two words, some people consider them dirty words, but when you talk about everything going on around the world, does that lead back to climate change? And if it does that mean all of us are looking at higher rates in the foreseeable future?
I can't answer that, but recent experience, last 2, 3, 4 years, would indicate that. I then point out, though, we went 5 years before Laura with no hurricane events.
But I'm talking about worldwide, because it's worldwide affecting the reinsurance, right?
That's exactly correct. And we're compounded with risk rating 2.0, which can also be a result of climate changing, taking place. No question about it. That's part of our challenge. It's not all of our challenge, but it certainly is part of what we're dealing with on a go-forward basis.
Thank you, Jim. I got to go. I appreciate your time. Travel safely, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Yes, sir. Take care.
Jim Donilon, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, but I do think...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.